When high school girls softball play last night in regional final action in Class 3A up in Carroll, it was Atlantic advancing to its first ever state tournament appearance as Atlantic held off Kemper Catholic 2-1 last night to win the Class 3A Region 8 championship. Kemper Catholic scored their only run in the top of the second inning, but Atlantic promptly tied it in the bottom half of the second. Catherine Leonard had an RBI single to score Alexis Handel, who had singled and reached base earlier in the inning. Atlantic was able to score the winning run in the bottom of the sixth inning on a fielder's choice. Allie Anderson then finished it off, throwing a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning to end the contest as Atlantic advances to its first ever state championship appearance. Also in the Class 3A play last night in regional finals, Boyden Hall Rock Valley was postponed with their game at Sergeant Bluff Luton. They'll do that tonight. Estherville Lincoln Central beat Clear Lake 6-2. Mount Vernon over Northeast 13-4. Davenport Assumption beat Albia 4-0. Solon over Center Point Urbana 6-3. Benton Community 10-1 over New Hampton. CMB topping North Polk 4-1 last night. For Atlantic, they advance to the state softball tournament in Class 3A as they'll face Davenport Assumption in a first-round matchup, the quarterfinals. Their game will be on Tuesday of next week, July 18th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon up at Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. Atlantic 26-14 on the year. They'll face a Davenport Assumption team that comes in 39-4 on the season. In Class 2A play last night, Logan Magnolia advanced to the state tournament as they pick up a 4-2 win over Alta Aurelia. That game, six-inning affair, ended early by the weather. Also, North Union beat Panorama 9-0. Interstate 35 beat Underwood 3-2. In other regional finals in 2A, Van Meter over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 2-1. Central Springs beat Columbus Catholic 5-1. Iowa City Regina over Pella Christian 2-1. Durant beat Louisa Muscatine 7-6. And BCLUW, a 5-3 winner over Cascade last night. Class 1A regional finals, Charter Oak Ute and Exira EHK saw their regional final in Region 7 suspended last night. That game was suspended in the fifth inning with Charter Oak Ute leading 11-2. They'll pick that one up again today to finish that off. West Harrison advanced to the state tourney with a 6-5 win over Lennox in Region 8. Also in 1A, Akron Westfield beat West Sioux 12-0. Newell Fonda over Bishop Garrigan 11-5. Key over North Butler 1-0. Belle Plaine beat Montezuma 6-2. New London over Sigourney 13-3. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Colfax Mingo 8-7. In last night's action. Also, regional finals will continue tonight for the big schools in 4A and 5A action tonight. In Class 4A, Region 8, Creston will play Glenwood tonight. And also in Class 4A, it'll be ADM against Bishop Helan Catholic. No 5A teams in this area are still alive in the girls' softball tournament. In boys baseball play last night, regular season action, games involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams, it was Sioux City East defeating Atlantic 10-4, Glenwood over Sioux City North 7-3, Creston edging ADM 4-3, Harlan got by Abraham Lincoln 5-4 last night. Giancarlo Stanton has won the home run derby on the eve of the Major League All-Star game in San Diego. Stanton beat defending champion Todd Frazier of the White Sox 20-13 in the final. The Marlins outfielder slammed 61 home runs during his three rounds, beating Robinson Cano 24-7 in the first round and current home run leader Mark Trumbo 17-14 in the semifinals. Stanton's longest shot was estimated at 497 feet. He hit the 8 longest homers of the competition and 20 of the 21 deepest drives. Frazier advanced to the final by beating both Carlos Gonzalez and Adam Duvall by one round tripper in each round. The actual Midsummer Classic is slated for tonight at Petco Park. The White Sox Chris Sale has been named the starting pitcher for the American League, while San Francisco's Johnny Cueto gets the ball for the National League. Sale leads the majors with 14 victories and has compiled a .225 batting average against, while Cueto is the National League's wins leader at 13-1 with a .247 earned run average at the break. The American League starting lineup for tonight's game has Astros second baseman Jose Altuve leading off, followed by Angels center fielder Mike Trout, Orioles third baseman Manny Machado, and designated hitter David Ortiz of the Red Sox. Boston shortstop Xander Bogaerts hits fifth ahead of Royals first baseman Eric Hosmer, Bo Sox right fielder Mookie Betts, Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez, and Red Sox left fielder Jackie Bradley. Cubs second baseman Ben Zobrist, Nationals right fielder Bryce Harper, and Chicago third baseman Chris Bryant are the top three hitters for the National League, with hometown favorite Will Myers of the Padres batting fourth as the DH. Giants catcher Buster Posey is fifth, followed by Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo, Marlins center fielder Marcell Ozuna, Rockies left fielder Carlos Gonzalez, and Cubs shortstop Addison Russell. Angel slugger C.J. Krohn is expected to be out at least 6 weeks following surgery on his broken left hand. Krohn was hit by a pitch in Friday's game against Baltimore. He was riding a hot streak before that injury, hitting .364 with 24 RBIs in his last 20 games. Major League Baseball has scrubbed plans of playing regular season games in London next year. Players Association President Tony Clark said a number of factors have made it impossible to finalize plans for big league games there in time for the 2017 season. Clark also was non-committal about having players on 25-man active rosters made available for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo to be held during the Major League season. The International Olympic Committee Executive Board voted last month to support a six-nation tournament that year in both baseball and women's softball, and the full IOC is to vote in August. Well, Tim Duncan has called it a career after nearly two decades as the face and the backbone of the San Antonio Spurs. The quiet big man is ending his 19-year NBA career with one franchise, having centered five NBA championships while playing in more than 1,000 games for the Spurs. The number one overall pick in 1997 goes out with two MVP awards among his list of accomplishments. Duncan was one of just four players to be named NBA Finals MVP at least three times. He was a 15-time All-Star and a member of the All-NBA First Team 10 times, and is one of only three players to win at least 1,000 games in his career. The other two, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Robert Parrish. He's fifth on the NBA's career list in blocks, sixth in rebounds, and 14th in scoring. Duncan's retirement comes 2 months after the Spurs were upset by the Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference semifinals. Golden State star Draymond Green has been arrested on a charge of misdemeanor assault and battery over the weekend near the Michigan State campus. That alleged incident occurred early Sunday morning in the city where Green played for the Spartans from 2008 to 2012. East Lansing Police Lieutenant Scott Rigglesworth says the male victim was not injured. If convicted of assault or assault and battery, Green could face 93 days in jail, a $500 fine, or both. Technology industry leaders are urging NBA Commissioner Adam Silver to move the All-Star game out of Charlotte unless a North Carolina law that limits anti-discrimination protections is repealed in very short order. In a letter sent Friday and obtained by the Associated Press, the executives tell Silver that putting fans at risk of discrimination would send a terrible message about who the NBA is and what it values as an organization and set a dangerous precedent. The All-Star Weekend is set for next February unless the NBA pulls it and moves it elsewhere. NBA owners are holding their annual off-season meeting this week in Las Vegas. Jordan Spieth is taking a pass on golf's return to the Olympics for the first time in 112 years. Spieth joins a growing list of big-name players who are skipping the Summer Games in Rio next month due to health concerns. Spieth joins top-ranked Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Rory McIlroy as those who have opted out of the Olympics because of the Zika virus. They are the top four-ranked players in the world. And Zach Johnson has surrendered the hardware. The defending British Open champ has returned the claret jug that has accompanied him since he won a three-way playoff at St. Andrews last year. That trophy is being stored until a new champ is crowned on Sunday at Royal Troon. Colin Montgomery gets the honor of hitting the opening tee shot when the third major tournament of the year starts on Thursday. The 53-year-old Scott will be playing what's likely his final British Open at the club where his father was the longtime secretary. Top-ranked Jason Day will play in a group with Ricky Fowler and Masters champion Danny Willett, while U.S. Open champ Dustin Johnson will play with Martin Keimer and Russell Knox. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.